My Life Today, May 22, Regularity in Eating, Temperance in All Things. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Regularity in eating is very important for health of body and serenity of mind. Children are generally untaught in regard to the importance of when, how, and what they should eat. They are permitted to indulge their tastes freely, to eat at all hours, to help themselves to fruit when it tempts their eyes, and this with the pie, cake, bread and butter, and sweetmeats eaten almost constantly, makes them gourmands and dyspeptics. The digestive organs, like a mill which is continually kept running, become enfeebled. Vital force is called from the brain to aid the stomach in its overwork, and thus the mental powers are weakened. The unnatural stimulation and wear of the vital forces make them nervous, impatient of restraint, self-willed, and irritable. It is difficult to arouse them to a sense of the shame and grievous nature of sin. Nothing should be eaten between meals, no confectionery, nuts, fruits, or food of any kind. Irregularities in eating destroy the healthful tone of the digestive organs to the detriment of health and cheerfulness. Another pernicious habit is that of eating just before bedtime. The sleep is often disturbed with unpleasant dreams, and in the morning the persons awake unrefreshed and with little relish for breakfast. When we lie down to rest, the stomach should have its work all done, that it, as well as the other organs of the body, may enjoy rest. Every prohibition of God is for the health and eternal well-being of man. When they, God's people, break away from all health-destroying indulgences, they will have a clearer perception of what constitutes true godliness. A wonderful change will be seen in the religious experience.